Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. And folks, I've got to give you a fair warning. With this episode and the following two episodes after this one. These next three episodes are going to develop some American sounds in your English, whether you like it or not. If you listen to this episode and the following two episodes, the sound of your voice and the way that you understand English will be more in tune with American speaking forever. That is to say, if you don't want to develop an American accent, then you have to skip these episodes. Because they're going to have the secrets and exercises that I practice with my students to show them results. However, if you are someone who wants to develop an American accent sound with their English, then I'm happy to tell you that you've come to the right place and that this is the episode for you. Let me tell you why. Today's episode is going to cover the resting tongue position of American English speakers. This means the position that Americans and Canadians' tongues go to when we aren't trying to articulate any specific sound or word or thought. It sounds like, not an intelligent sounding vowel, but an essential one if you're trying to speak English with the sound that American ears are listening for. Now, if English isn't your first language, it's likely that you have a different resting tongue position. This means that your mouth muscles rest in a different position from the way that American mouth muscles rest. Your resting tongue position may be a little bit higher up, like eh, or a little bit lower down, oh. So follow these few steps right here to make sure that you're getting the positioning needed for this American accent sound. First, if it's safe to, close your eyes. That means if you're not chopping vegetables, if you're not driving a car, if you don't feel like someone might rob you, and you're in a safe place, close your eyes. It'll help you focus a little. So we've got to feel what's going on inside of your mouth. So first, with the tip of your tongue, feel the backs of your bottom teeth. Kind of the inside backs of your bottom teeth. You feel that? Good. Next, lower the back of your tongue to the level of your gums. Finally, just open your mouth slightly. Not really wide, but just letting your jaw relax and hang down. Take a deep breath into your belly and project your voice like, starting strong and then going weak. Tongue is at the gum level in the back and in the front. Your jaw's lightly hanging down, and you're letting your sound resonate from the belly, from the diaphragm, for the clearest projection. Now, you probably recognize this as like a U sound, right? Like in mud, bus, just. So now that you know that position, and we've identified it, okay, this is a U sound, specifically a short U. Let's put it into a few words to kind of wake your muscles up to this position and projection. Taking a deep breath in for each word. Up. Under. Must. Bus. Enough. Buffalo. Colombia. Dominican Republic. Kentucky. Some of those may have felt a little awkward to you, especially if you don't say places like that in your first language, right? But if you make that sound with the projection from your belly, stretching those vowels out clearly, to Americans, their ears are going to hear you without any question. They won't say, sorry, where did you say you're from, Colombia? Or else when you go through the airport and the customs officer says, where did you say you're headed? If you say Buffalo, they'll say, never heard of Buffalo. Buffalo. Never heard of it. And it's going to cause you trouble. But if you project your voice from the belly and you get that clear position, you'll say Buffalo. I'm headed to Buffalo. And they'll say, oh, welcome on in, my friend. That was super clear. Your English is great. And they'll stamp your passport and let you through. So I'd like you to read out a couple of common phrases with me here that have this sound. And I want you to have your air filling your belly and projecting your voice from your diaphragm for each. Have fun. You just missed us. Fill it up. I'm feeling lucky. That looks fun. Hey, what's up? This is a big plus. Cut it out. This sound is foundational for your accent development. Like many of you know how much I love the sound ah, right? This one is used in an even wider context. And this positioning is kind of like one of the most important building blocks of your accent development. Developing the articulation of that sound alone is going to change the sound of your English forever. So today's episode's focus was mainly just on making it clear for you that this sound is essential for your spoken English and that you can develop it actually in a pretty easy way. And if you do, it's going to improve every speaking dialogue that you'll ever have with Americans, because you will be listening to them on a whole new level, and you'll be using the sounds that they are absolutely familiar with on a whole new level. So, we're ready to wrap this episode up. Now, I don't want you to be sad that we're saying goodbye for right now. In fact, I want you to be hopeful. Because the next episode is going to help you make sure that you're getting the positioning for this as clearly as possible. I've got some of the best exercises that I've developed for this sound ready to go, and I'm going to record it. Shortly. I'm going to record it pretty soon. I'm going to record it today. I'll tell you a secret. I'm recording it today, actually, but I'm not going to release it all at once. I don't want to overwhelm you with information. I don't want to give you too much at one time. That's not the most helpful way to coach people, you know, but one step at a time, my friend, you know. patience on your end, patience on my end, and we'll get this sorted. Well, have a good one, my friend.